This is Mike, and you're listening to episode the commentary for episode 7, Benched. And with me is...
Julia Lunetta. I play Archon and the Winged Herald.
Christina Milatovic. I play Zana.
And John, one of the writers. Let's see, one of the favorite scenes of a lot of people, starting off inside Mike's head.
Scary place, right. Yeah. I play half a dozen strange versions of me and other people.
Yeah, Shana plays at least...
Shana does just two?
Her and Water Girl.
Yeah. Everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, the recording for this was hilarious. Just sitting here watching this.
Guys, what?
Totally pathetic. I've never seen a team give up.
What's wrong with you, man?
Mike's evil sounding guy.
Excuse me.
No way, man. Some lady bitch.
She looks more like some unrequited freshman crush.
just a good friend in the platonic sense.
Mike, is that you?
Don't you even know?
You don't know faces.
Oh,
wow. I forgot about the whiny ones. I just remember.
I'm surprised you didn't make your voice crack there.
Are you supposed to be some
unrequited? Because
if so...
Mike, I thought he was called Meek now.
Well, he is to certain people, but...
Certain people who expect him to be certain things. Yes, I think we did. You know, the bounced well.
Wow.
Settle that one.
Yeah.
Oh, big words. Must be one of them East Coasters. You looking for my...
You sure you couldn't work liberal elite somewhere there?
Yeah,
no, we should have. That was less of a catchphrase than...
It's true.
It's an election year.
Latte sipping, Volvo driving.
Yeah.
Arugula eating. I mean, we love all our fans, whatever political, you know, affiliation or lack thereof they may have.
Mike's on.
Hey, I didn't see you there. Need something to drink? Like water? Like colored beverage that supposedly like hydrates better than water?
Oh, Water Girl.
Water Girl.
There she is.
Oh my God.
Cute.
And what are you? Am I wearing?
Not much.
This is like the Water Girl uniform.
Well, you're not so much wearing it as not wearing it.
I forgot a lot of this episode. I love that line.
It's a really fun scene to write. I mean, it's I like it too because it really does get into like the weird side of Mike's head,
yeah,
to an extent where it almost kind of makes him a little pathetic, you know, in a good way.
Where is he? I can't anymore. Well, like, okay, whatever, but don't try to, like, cheer him up.
It's on the bench.
He's
in his
being,
own
like,
head.
Moody. It's
sad.
The ITC, like, age.
Oh,
like,
Catherine.
It was so good.
Evil Catherine, yeah.
Catherine actually. Yes.
Catherine, yeah. She's always, like, taunting and tormenting him. It isn't fair when he, like, tries so hard to make people like him. I always, like, feel so bad that I brought her into his life.
See, that's, you know, that's one of the great things about this scene is that, like, you know, there is no subtext.
Yeah.
It's all at least text. Possibly super text, but at least text.
Some kinky bondage water girl outfit. I'd
rather not think about that. Catherine.
Shana, you're here? Well, congratulations. I didn't think it was possible for me to think any less of you yet.
Wow. I always love it when we get to see, like, the stereotype of Catherine.
Yeah.
This was
a fun one because we got to cut loose with all the things that we try not to write most of the time, you know, like get to go overboard rather than some new.
He never owns up to his mistakes. I can't even tell you how many times I had to cut.
Oh my God!
One of them disappearing in a poof.
Yes,
that was brilliant.
Whatever you say.
Thanks, I will. So, what's up?
Not much.
Cool. So, what have you been up to?
Dunno.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Ah, yes, I see. You know, I really would have expected dancing.
Cartoon animal or something.
So Brandon just kicked you in the shin.
Yeah.
Do it again.
We gave him a puppy and then ran it over.
Where was this one recorded? Was this the first
this
one
was,
in Brandon Spaceman?
No, this was, like, Lily's grandmother's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean this in the nicest way. We recorded a couple things.
Yeah, so we recorded this, and then we also recorded the stuff for what was supposed to be the little flash game thing.
On his roof and nearly died.
Which I think we talked about a little bit during the commentary for 106.
This is me.
105 or 106.
No, yeah, it isn't. This is not the mic I know and love.
Well, then, there we go. Process of elimination.
Just a chance.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. Is this what this is all about? That kiss freshman year?
Whoa, relax.
I just don't feel the need to entertain you.
Yeah. That's all. So, Mike, how close is the Mike Shauna relationship to what happened?
We're all just
down. The juicy gossip getting, you know, going here. Increase our listenership. Or
have Becky murder us.
Which, again, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that kind of publicity is good for download numbers.
Entire cast of audio drama murdered. Somehow, I don't think that's going to make the news.
Yeah, but you know, think of all the people who would buy the memorial CD.
I don't know. I mean,
oh my.
Still didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Another coincidence.
There's other people playing it, and me watching them.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm just...
What?
Tired. Really tired.
Yeah, actually, this was... I think this was the first thing we ran into, that the ending of this, the dissolve back to sort of reality, I think I recall being one of the first times where we were sort of like, can we really actually pull this off in an audio-only medium?
Yeah, we can't have our wavy lines going during the
and actually having you might break the tension.
I don't care how many legionnaires he tackles. This was our whole idea. Well, we didn't want to make things too easy, which is why we put Mike in a coma in the first place. You know, we didn't want to just cast a like wake up spell, you know. Wanted to be a little more complex than that.
I made you. I see what you
are. Have it be sort of a psychological decision in Mike to get out of this.
I am not a moron.
You just play one on TV. You're also on yourself, you know. You want me to call you crazy too?
That's enough. Mike is going to join the game.
That was really fun.
Yelling at yourself?
Yeah.
Sit down, boy.
No.
I just told you to sit down. Why do I see you standing?
Maybe because. I'm
just held up a mirror and just let the feeling fly.
just let go.
Did you find that gem, smartass, in your Dungeon Master's Guide?
Yes, page 37.
Of course, the sad thing is Mike Zab probably wouldn't actually know what the Dungeon Master's Guide is called.
Yeah,
but it's inside my head.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, Catherine isn't exactly that much of a BITC.
Mike Dad's probably a fairly reasonable guy compared to what, you know.
I'm proud of you, Mike.
Dad in its head version, but
you know, the internalized representation.
Yeah.
Shall we go?
Where are we going?
Back into the game, of course. You've got some catching up to do.
Oh. Wait, hold on, Shauna.
Yes?
Now that I know this is a dream.
Mike, what are you...
Oh, how many times did you have to take that? Like I feel like the first season, every time we haven't actually had a kiss in the second season, I recall.
Have we had any?
I don't know. But I know all the ones in the first season, like, you know, we had multiple takes.
Guys, come on, wake up! Catherine? Shauna, thank God, did it work? What happened? I don't know. I don't remember anything. Just gray sadness. Mike?
This, of course, was the easiest scene in the episode to write because we copied and pasted it.
Could you drop some more fun?
Oh, right.
Sesmer, since you're not doing anything, could
you
set
the table? From the end of 6.
From the end of the last one, yeah.
Jareth, could you go to the well and get some more water?
Certainly, Kate.
How many times did you actually have to say Shauna at the end there? I think there was a... Yeah, they had you do that so many times.
Shauna!
Shauna!
Hey, Shauna!
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 Yeah, of course. Check 95.
So many different ones.
Stay for a while for that one, too.
This is not going to be ready.
But it's nothing. Nothing compared to friendless, miserable hell.
Oh, yeah.
There's there's nothing quite like that one.
No.
I mean, and Lily was standing like right there, and I'm just screaming, "Fragless, miserable hag!" Right in her face.
6 inches
over
away.
And over and over again. The table is set.
The kitchen. I think she's almost forgiven you.
We could indeed, but will we?
Come, Fesmer.
Oh, but Mick would want us to be filthy at breakfast.
Perhaps.
Yes, really?
Jared, for several reasons.
Wash up, you Rentanima. Go.
She's picking up
yeah.
the clothes.
I was going to say, by the time I come back, everybody's kind of like blended in, and I am not. I'm still.
Well, yes, but truly.
No offense. Now I'm injured, so it's less of like the fantasy world, and now it's kind of like a scary real world that sucks and I don't belong in.
Yeah. And you've really only been here for like 3 days.
Right.
And everyone else has been here for months.
Right.
Or a month and a half.
Yeah, a month and a half more.
Okay, just take it slowly. Mike!
I'm fine.
Fall down the stairs.
At least hold my arm.
No.
Mike!
I said I can do this alone.
You know, this is one of the few occasions where we kind of cheated a little bit, because Mike probably couldn't walk so soon after but, you know,
magic.
We already had an episode where he didn't have any lines at all, because he was in a coma. We couldn't have the episode where Mike learns to walk again.
It would have been our very special episode.
Yeah.
Put me down. No, I'm sick of it.
Mike,
there are going to be some chains
to our friends drop all like you. You don't like
me. Oh, poor Catherine. I'm not gonna put up with your
crap anymore. Right. Catherine, she makes me a nice crackball.
It is true, Mick. Gath barely left your side these past 6 weeks. She would not abandon you, except to work. Though it may not always appear so, she cares for you deeply.
Oh, God, it hurts to laugh.
Well, anyway.
Man, you were a dick.
Yeah, totally was.
Breakfast is on the table, everyone. In fairness to him, you know.
Yeah.
She can dish it out, but she
can't.
Why
don't you sit down and eat something, Mike?
Yeah, sitting would be good.
Ah. How do you feel, Meek?
Sore.
Like, sorry, this is one of the first things I edited. Back aches a lot, too.
Oh, there you go. Messed up.
You're strong. Your body will heal.
Which is why the sound effects suck. Sorry, guys.
Oh, they're fine.
You guys trying to tell me something?
We thought lighter foods would go down easier.
Sure. Just don't think I'm out of the game. If Undying marched through the door right now, I could still deal out massive quantities of hurt better than any of you could.
Mike!
No hugs! Cry? Yeah, I don't know.
Apologies, Mike. Look. You could fall on them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I remember.
So, Christina, since this was one of the first you edited, talk a little bit about learning how to edit, because I know this is one of those things.
Yeah.
People just sort of learned going along.
Basically Andrew had sort of a short session with teaching us how to use an editing program. And then we were just kind of turned loose, like, okay, here, go do this. He had a little primer as well, like describing things that we should do.
Because I am wearing it.
Oh, yes.
But I know, like, this scene, well, I still edit really slowly, but it took forever, because I had to figure out how to move clips around and, learning about how to set volumes and
of course you did.
The whole mechanics of using it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the program's not that hard, but like getting a feel for especially volume adjustment, because everybody speaks at a slightly different volume normally, and so you have you try to normalize that a little bit. Otherwise,
you guys
are
serious.
She really did.
Yes.
So that took a lot of work. I'm still not very good at it. And then, of course, making the sound effects.
She even emptied your gross.
You should thank her some point in the...
John, do you actually remember what Eliamaton meant? I was just listening to that. Jareth was saying, oh, Fezra, just like last month when you tried to bring the phrase Eliamaton or whatever.
It's raise
the
roof
or something.
It's basically raise the roof.
So, there you go, all you churn drain translation people.
More nourishment for me, then. Why are you not eating, Leo? Consume!
Look, all of...
Consume! Mass quantities!
What is it, Mike?
I'm not hungry at all. Really, just not right now.
But...
Just save some for me later, okay? I'll get my appetite back soon enough.
Okay.
Sorry, I... Yeah, I need some fresh air. Sorry.
Actually, one interesting thing about editing is that you quickly learn that... when you're only listening to something and you have absolutely no visual cues, the pauses between lines need to be much shorter than you would otherwise think. Because you don't have anything else to do. And so if you actually leave pauses between lines as you would in a normal conversation, you get kind of bored. It sounds really strange. I don't know about other people, but I end up out of it. Shortening pauses. typically.
Yeah, no, it's a big factor because you don't have facial expressions and gestures and things like that. So there's not really much point in having pause.
Destroy the Terrors of Terra Intenity for the League title. I completely forgot.
I believe you mean it is the Terrors of Terra Intenity who shall send.
Yeah.
I guess we decided not, right?
Oh, ho! I cannot believe.
Well, I think there were two camps, actually. I always kind of thought she did, but she was always saying she didn't.
Anyway, so is this Breaka thing something Mike would like?
Curse. Which is totally a reference to the supposed Babe Ruth curse on the Boston Red Sox, which has now been reversed because they won the World Series four times, 87 times, I forget.
We had a little bit of a inadvertent tongue twisters there with the Terra Intenity terrors.
Yes. Which I think is our blooper from this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Andrew was at the time. Is he still or did he graduate? He was a student at, and possibly still is, at Boston University, and their mascot is the Terrier. So, the Terrentenity Terriers, because he kept thinking of his own school's mascot.
Good lord. Alright then, it's a plan. You guys really think this game will cheer Mike up?
If it does not, I am unsure that anything...
This is something Andrew had wanted to be in the show forever, have the Breaka game.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up with all the rules and
stuff. Yeah, with all the rules.
Did we ever go play? That's really wanted to.
She drew up a full rules and, some league information and everything on how to play Breaka. And,
But do not hesitate to rest in the...
We'll get to the scene in a little bit, but... During the game, there's a whole scene that Brandon wrote where Mike is explaining the rules to Breaka to Shauna. In a full description, he's like, and then this happens, and this happens, and this happens. Shauna asks a question, and this happens, and so this is a full description of what's going on. And I got the scene, and I cut every single line of exposition. It became from being like, well, first the Reaver runs down the field,
yeah,
and to being, well, first the, oh my god, did you see that? That was awesome, And I passed it back to Brandon, and I think he cried a little because he had spent so long, because he's like the least athletic person ever, trying to work out how these rules would be conveyed in realistic dialogue and stuff like that. And I just.
Zana is fair.
Yes, his portrayal would probably paint me in a much more sinister light, I'm sure. But. But yeah, cut the heck out of that.
He's joking.
I wish he'd ride in the goat cart. He shouldn't be straining himself.
Well, at least his temperament seems much improved.
I think he needed a day to process everything and get some real sleep. Still.
He is not the same.
No, he isn't.
You look like you also need real sleep. Are you unwell?
No, I'm fine. I just have not
been.
You have been practicing with serious intent this past week or two. Take care that you do not exhaust yourself.
I have four younger brothers. This is nothing. I'm more concerned about Mike.
Has Kaith forgiven him for his outburst yesterday morning?
No. I tried to apologize this morning, and she told him to keep walking. Keep walking, Gimpy, were her exact words.
Actually, I think this was around the time I actually broke my foot.
It was.
So everybody was calling me Gimpy for like 4 months.
It was ridiculous.
That's right.
Jareth, are you prying?
I think one of two times you broke your foot.
Oh, there's absolutely not for this episode.
All right. And then she heard from the peanut gallery.
That first month, really upset, but she refused to speak with him. Eventually, he stopped calling her.
He must have done something very...
Oh, yeah, of course he did. What am I talking about?
I think she's still not forgiven me for the way I acted during that day that Meek fell.
This is something we've been kind of wanting to do for a while, but we really did not have much time for, which was getting Cherith and Shauna to bond a little. I mean, we had some scenes of them being taught in 6 weeks, but there just really wasn't much time for them to actually talk. So, here it is. Those days.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, they've really hit it off.
It does seem that way.
And I'm just happy about that.
Yeah.
Everything's going well.
Much less yelling now.
Wait, aren't you going to say he did?
But he's always got Fesmer.
Why would I?
But how could you possibly know what hit it off means?
Shay and Keith have been teaching me colloquialisms in anticipation of when you woke up.
Well, they took everything.
You were saying. My life is a shambles.
Please do suck it.
That's the one. That was it.
You jerk. Please do suck it.
Oh, that line.
I think that was actually the last episode. I was saying that there was Fesmer said soup dog, and I was trying to remember the other thing that he said that we all thought was hilarious. That was it.
Yeah,
of course not.
Episode 3. That's far more advanced than you've been teaching me.
Because you're all listening to these in order, I presume.
Yeah, that's me all over, regular prankster.
Good.
Again, like, we should have done it. Well, I don't know if that would have gone off as well on the t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't think that would have been
the
t-shirt.
I see that one.
I trust that you would never attempt such a thing.
Yeah, I suppose that one taken out of context is,
Well, anything. Either or both persons could have their minds.
Probably also exists.
Parts of one person, another. False memories created, certain things forgotten forever.
Oh.
Not to mention the drastic pull on OD that such a spell would require. Anyone in Lawn D who is remotely attuned would sense such a pull, including Legionnaires.
Possibly even the red side effects. Anyone. Wait, including everything that happens after the spell being a dream.
The Red Circle is involved in various criminal
activities. Secretly, the entire thing is taking place inside Mike's mind.
Yeah.
So this Red Circle talk and in episode 6, there's a mention of them. This is definitely a retroactive foreshadowing.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Pretty
like
much written these episodes, and we realized with episode 8, as we will be talking about in a bit, we needed to foreshadow the Red Circle a little.
Yeah.
Because suddenly there they were.
Yeah, because suddenly there they were. So we went back and we inserted these. I think it's all right. It sounds too
slowly
forced. But now that you know people know, it probably will sound forced to them.
Yeah.
Let's say, Levy.
Yeah.
Right now I'm prying. What's with Archon's parents? She doesn't seem to have a very good relationship with them.
That is an apt assessment.
Her parents are evil. Can't you hear their voice acting?
Yeah. Is it show up in this episode?
No.
When do they show up?
They show up in 6 and 8.
Okay.
They did not seem eager to earn my friendship, but neither did they appear to be bad people.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the only time I have conversed with them. It is not enough basis for judgment.
That's right. For a short time, I played my own mother.
I just wish there was something I could do.
You cannot
it's
be.
It's a tradition on the show. People seem to play their own.
What did you just say?
It's true. That's true. Well, at least you and me.
Yeah. Well, no, and
Mike.
And
as
Mike
saying,
and Neil.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Mike played it. That's right.
I trust you will
show Mr. Brown was playing.
Who did Mr. Brown?
No. Shauna's bad. Eat your tongue,
and then you will. No, it was Christian who did.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Christian Hank, one of our actors.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah. No.
Yes, we did. We did not have Shauna read the Father's line.
Yeah, well, she already played Tyler.
Yeah.
I understand you now.
Really now?
But still, do not act without caution. But you do remember what I told you earlier today?
Oh, right,
Hit up all the NPCs for
90
more
years! Because universities disactivate them!
Well, yeah, like...
close enough.
Wow.
Get it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, like you tried to hit up Falstropos in, other 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Three more points and university will have the title victory.
Yes, Jareth, and only one more point until the break, when university's team will drink themselves spoiled on Borsen and lose the game because they cannot see straight.
Yeah, that only happened once.
And today shall be twice.
I still don't get this.
You're not
even trying. What? That's weird.
Threat carries the ball from one end of the field to the other. The rivers and bowls make way for the threat. The wings are like wide receivers, and the,
Pivot, Mike.
Yeah, this is summarizing, like, 2 pages of explanation into...
Once the threat is on the opposing side of the field, he can be tagged.
Tagged? That's it? Then why have they been knocking each other to the ground for the past hour?
No one said it had to be a gentle tag, Shay.
And why aren't there any announcers or anything?
Announcers? For what?
To tell you what's happening in the game?
Well, you can see for yourself what is happening.
Yeah, but they still don't understand it.
Well, that is...
That's true.
Yeah, there were we were talking about having announcers, at least in Andrea's original idea of the Paprika scene that would happen at some point in the series. She was all about being the announcer's voice, but A, she was in Canada, and B, it didn't really make a lot of sense that they would have announcers, because the announcer thing kind of comes out of things like radio, where you cannot see the game.
And people leaving to, you know, buy hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and also, as we revealed in, I think, episode 12, they don't actually, like, speakers are kind of a new and rare invention. The dance?
Yeah, the dance.
That's right, yeah, 12 is part of the... I knew it, whatever.
University threat has just pushed the player on his way back to the wall. A major penalty.
He did not! The bull pushed him!
Jared, as blind as you are to anything outside university, surely even you can see.
No, I give up.
Whatever, I'm enjoying
It's an amazingly erudite accusation there.
Mike, can we talk about something?
Clearly, Fesmer has not gotten crunk.
Do you remember anything?
It depends on what anything is. Oh, nice tag!
A fine tag indeed.
I mean, from your coma?
Oh god, I forget if I was hearing that, but I remember hearing about, you know, you guys recording the background crowds.
I don't know. Like sleeping for a long time, not realizing how long I slept until I woke up.
But do you remember?
Oh, and like discovering my body was broken in 3 different places while I was asleep.
Yeah, but...
And like knowing I'll probably never play football again, in addition to still being trapped in a magical fantasy world. One that clearly is not a...
Not that he's bitter.
It seems like life went on without me. Everyone even seems happier.
We're happy because you're awake now.
That's not... Passive aggressive meltdown.
Yeah. Oh no. A superb advance! 8-3, and now we are in break.
Ah, time for university team to drink themselves ignorant. And speaking of which, Shay, Mike, would you like anything from the vendors?
I could really use a beer. Or 7. I'll come with.
Mike, are you certain that...
Yes, I'm...
Underage drinking! Well, Mike is. Yeah. Mike's probably like 18, 19. Mm. And they're like sophomores in college.
Yeah, I think
they're yeah. No, I'm sure Lundy's like Canada.
Oh, yeah.
It seems fine joking around and everything.
Lundy has a drinking age.
No. Yeah.
I've never seen Mike do that before, and now he's doing it at least as much as he jokes around. I'm worried about him.
Would you like me to go with them?
Mike and Fesmer?
Yes. To be certain that nothing meek-like happens.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Just be sure that he doesn't know why you came.
I will be subtle as a brook.
Brooks aren't very subtle. They're kind of loud.
Alas. Protect our seats, Shay. I will return shortly.
As opposed to subtle as a brick. Yeah. Also not very subtle.
Here you are, Mike. This is called Borsan. It is most potent when consumed in great quantities.
Sounds like a plan. Cheers, Fesmer. It's getting our crunk on.
What is a...
We brought Borsan back in any way? I don't think we had it at the dance. It's like Ocris Pirula or something.
Yeah, no, it was a...
What's with the Danny Sips, man? Chug!
This is the Coors Light of the...
Like so.
Oh, you mean reg.
Yeah, there's like a spiced wine at the dance, and then there's some like liquors and wines later.
Not me. You're going in the goat cart, buddy. Had enough of carrying you.
Uh-huh.
I think the fact that it sounds like a type of cheese also, you know, encouraged us not to include it a lot. This did happen sometimes in the making up of words where it looked okay on paper, and then said, it's like, wait a minute.
That sounds
like a thing. That, you know,
I am of a temper too.
Yes, wait till the next episode.
Yeah. Oh, is that another Brandon cameo there?
And what if I did?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like
There was a lot of debate about that line.
Yeah, there was.
I thought it was hilarious, but some people did not.
I was against it.
Wasn't feeling it.
Oh yeah, so it's like a Creighton and Farscape thing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's a Brandon.
Yeah.
There he is, that's in one of his. The slope of
his brow. And to make matters worse, he's a stupid foreigner.
A stupid.
I, for one, was not going to.
And those were both Andrew.
Yeah.
That he might be brain deadened.
Where do you call home, stupid foreign liver Luna?
You've never heard of it. Now buzz off. You don't want to make me get out of this chair.
Ah, Meek, I had difficulty finding you in this crowd.
Wow, big cups.
The crunkiest ones they had. Here you are. I have.
Yay. Certainly
have. Everything's better when you're.
What? Who is a stupid foreigner?
They're talking about me.
Come now, no need to argue. Get crunky with us. Very strong brew.
I am sorry, but university's finest do not drink with River Lune.
University? I once attempted entrance at university, but was declined. And rightfully so, for I am very much lacking in all the strengths that university requires. Strengths that you three, of course, must surely possess in abundance. Like strong body odors and rancid deconcerti.
What did you say?
He said you smelled bad.
It's rather obscene.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's rancid.
Yeah. Now, the Brandon outside, had a panache for putting rather foul-sounding things in brackets to get Andrea to translate them. Because at one point we said, you know, we had just said, you know, in brackets to translate when we send to her to do it, you know, she said, something obscene, and she's like, I can't work with this. You know, like, you gotta give me more information. And we're like, are you sure?
You want one to match Malfoy? That was for assaulting our...
Yeah. Nerd!
Yeah. Amusing, is it not?
Yes.
Attacking those you believe to be weaker than yourself, even if they are women. The stupid foreigner is a woman. Does he have any idea what he is saying?
I think not.
Well, you have made a dire...
referencing the fact that, that when Archon shows up looking worse for wear, she implies that it was some university kids who beat her up. 206.
Oh, yeah, that's
106,
right.
I mean. Yeah.
Call me gutless. I dare you. Call me a pansy. Come on, I'm ready for you. I will beat the ever-loving crap out of every single one of you three.
Ah, he's paralyzed. Slake him.
Oh, no, see, if I remember correctly, was that the one where, like, you guys actually were, like, hitting me?
Yeah, I think we were actually hitting you with a branch or something like that.
We're very method that way.
What in the name of Einorum
are you doing? We were just teaching...
Method acting.
Yes, yes.
Regardless, this is unacceptable.
Stanislavski street fighting.
Did you paralyze him? You have exactly 3 seconds to leave.
Vengeance of death.
Gunpowder, mate. Fortunate trails with the promotion you'll never see, Master Taskmage. That is a promise.
You.
Yes, Jared?
While you are on university property, you will address me as Yen Shua.
Yes, Yen Shua.
Now, end your spell, or I will end it for you.
But
end it! Money 10 denimini.
Jareth.
Fesmer, are you injured?
No, friend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Crunk, Jareth. Speak it with me.
It means I care not. Meek, can you move?
Those motherfuckers.
Enough, Meek. It is finished.
Yeah. Careful editing on that one was required.
So much pain.
I will assist you.
No, you won't. I'm doing this alone.
But
what is so hard to understand about this? Back off, man. I can stand up on my... There. See?
Indeed.
I don't need your help, Jareth. Quit trying to save me.
To be completely honest, Meek, I have never much cared for you.
Big surprise.
You are reckless and untrustworthy. Your presence and yours alone has brought nothing but trouble and heartache these past months.
Jareth, shut your mouth or I'm gonna shut it for-
But for the sake of those whom I do care about very much, I have and will continue to safeguard your welfare. I will not stand by and do nothing as you continue to destroy yourself.
Ha! Destroy myself? Are you joking? Nothing touches me here. I plow through zombie armies, my body...
Brad was happy to have this Jareth rant where it was being positive, not just saying not to do stuff, you know?
Stay in school!
Don't do drugs, damn it! Absolutely not.
Just say absolutely not.
Catherine hates me.
No, Meek. She cares for you a great deal. What more evidence do you require?
Huh.
I think most of the evidence comes in the second. Well, that's not so much evidence, Luke. Never mind.
Hey, guys, where have you... Oh, my God, Mike!
Hattie.
Were you in a fight?
Hattie.
Wow.
Yeah, sigh. On second thought, that's kind of weird. Never mind, you're on your own.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 7, Benched, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer. Produced by Becky Davis with a... The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milodowicz as Zama, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, with additional voices and edit.
Before we started playing the credits at high speed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert.
Especially in season 2 when they just get getting longer and longer because we have a guest star or two in almost every episode.
Yeah. Editing team. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Ready the price of 4 tickets and prepare to leave all aspirations of victory for the Terran Kennedy Terriers at the door. What did I say? Ready the price of 4 tickets and prepare to leave all aspirations for victory for the Terran Kennedy Terriers.
And now it's time for second shift.
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, it's been 2 weeks and we missed you a lot.
2 weeks, yeah, I remember 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did we ever hit 2 weeks? A
couple times.
Couple times. Yeah. Is...
Oh, God, Laser Beard. Yeah. If you realize that anybody's come to the show, like, in the past year, they have no idea what Laser Beard is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we won't tell
you
now.
Thank you for listening to the commentary.